guys letting the repeater cool down just a little bit, because now it's time for John's useless information if he's awake, and we don't want him overheating the repeater. K9PGC, John, are you awake? And if you are, go ahead with your useless information, sir.
Oh, good evening again, Kurt, and everyone else out there. This is K9PGC. Unfortunately, I'm still mobile at the moment. I keep it short, but hey, there's an old term that I haven't heard in a long time. It's something I thought about of my past history. I basically got in this hobby, and more importantly, I joined a club in 1980. I go way back, so we got a few old timers here too that might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you ever heard of the term whistle up the repeater? Okay, once upon a time, you'd have a tighter squelch on the repeater receiver, and you'd use a tone burst to initially chunk the repeater. Then, you know, you had a basic squelch setting. That worked for everybody, right? Well, anyway, there's a lot of people that just did not want to put things together, little tone burst generators and so forth. That was like around 1,000 hertz, I think, if I remember correctly. So you just literally whistle into the mic and up came the repeater. Now, I don't know when was the last time I heard that term on a repeater, but that was just something that got kicked around recently. Boy, I really forgot about that. Well, now we come to the next part. You know, PL was not completely recognized at one point in time because, well, that was not just because it was a Motorola thing, but unless you converted a Motorola, you had a little rough time to have something cheap, easy, and stable. So a lot of times if somebody made a kit to have that PL working, okay, you're on a single frequency. So like here, Indiana's mostly 131.8. You go to Illinois, you're done. You can't do anything, or at least back in my early days, you know. You really didn't have a handy talkie or a mobile that you could select, but there was always something you could add on. You have this big box. So one last bit on this spin, because a lot of us, have no idea how much a repeater would be coming up, keying up on its own because of what's coming through the atmosphere. So that PL is really a good thing. I use it a lot on receives just for that convenience. Make some things a little bit quieter. And if you haven't realized, or you didn't care even to ask, why do they call it PL? Well, it's not phase lock loop or anything like that. That was Motorola's brand name to it. PL, private line. And, of course, we all adopted it, use that term loosely. It's like a copy machine. It's called Xerox.